Okay, Pete. Yeah, they're definitely falling to the wayside, aren't they? People aren't traveling as much, at least not for Hamfest, except for unless it's Hamvention. And I know a lot of vendors, big vendors, you know, like name, like HRO, things like that, they don't want to come to a Hamfest unless it's at least 2 days long, so make it worth their while, which I understand. But, yeah, it's a hard place to be right now, but I think a lot of it's the camaraderie. A lot of people like to see each other face-to-face, so that helps. But you also need a reason to be there. So, but, yeah, we're doing our best. We're going to try to get as many vendors as we can. We have a second building if we need it. We may. I don't know if there's been a decision yet. I guess it depends how many tables we have by the week before to decide to open that building just for testing to keep it a little quieter for any testers. But we'll see. That's not a guarantee yet, but the building's there if we need it, and we're kind of hoping we need it. Because last year we maxed it out with tables, so hopefully this year we go beyond that. That's the goal. So, Pete, thank you for checking in. And oh, yeah, and does anybody have any questions for Pete on the VHF, UHF, Jetstream wattmeter, SWR wattmeter, I think it's SWR, or the UHF, I suppose, AEA antenna? Any questions for Pete?